Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Saturday morning, so we are talking about giving questions and answers and feedback, as well as continuing our series on developing supernatural goals. And we've been following one main track in that, and we've started to include a second. So we're kind of split, but we're at that point where we want to keep motivated in both directions. So we're actually going to... Our topic for the question and answer session is on fear and faith. We get consumed with a lot of the religious approaches to both of those, and so we're going to unpack that a little bit, you know, in a little bit. But first, we do want to move our homework assignments forward a little bit. We've been talking about developing supernatural goals in the arena, in the area of overcoming obstacles in the supernatural realm, in our soulical realm, by first doing research about what they are. And we've spent quite a bit of time on that now, and we started by coming up with lists, narrowing them down, and then clarifying. And those were basically our starting points. What we're doing now is spending a little time on the end point. This is where we are, and this is where we want to be. Now, I hope you're spending a good amount of sincere, honest reflection in both of these areas. You can be honest with yourself. Nobody else has to know about this. And in some respects, it's good for you to not be bringing others in quite yet. It's better if they start noticing the change. All along, what you're doing is you're depending on God as you take a clear look at your history and your future in bringing them under the control of your present. This is where our spirit being begins to take authority over time, where we are not going to be a victim of our past, and we are not going to let our future simply happen. We are going to, shall we say, take matters into our own hands. Obviously, again, always depending on God. But since this is his desire for you, this is one of your purposes here on this earth, is to learn to overcome time, ruling and reigning over, because you are eternal. You are already eternal. So you are already in rulership over time in your spirit. It is now being trained and infiltrated into your soulical being. And that process is personal, because this is the way God wants to get your attention, is on a personal basis. His desire for you is not that you meet a set of preconditions. One of the tendencies that we have in Christian circles is to measure how we're doing according to a set of standards set forth in scriptures or a particular denomination, organization, or church. We measure if we're nice to people, you know, if we're always smiling, we always have a kind word for others, we must be doing well. If we're ministering, if we're giving, if we're blessed with a gift from God, then we must be doing well. And yet we know inside that is not necessarily an indicator of anything. Our soul has become very good at faking it. But faking it can be very tiring. And it wears out our soul. So we are looking to be real. And hopefully the realization that your reality, your unique individuality is perfect. It's exactly the way God made you. And it's not going to, God's not out to change your uniqueness. He likes you that way. He made you that way. But that's not who you are. You are a spirit. Your soul is about you. It is not you. How you think, how you feel, how you behave, these are things that, though they're unique to you, they are not you. They are about you. Just as your skin color, your hair color, your age, your gender, those are not you. Those are things about you. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. So though God is not concerned at all about, and he loves the way you are, he put you together this way, in both in the supernatural and the natural, you don't get any credit for the gender you are. And there's not a separate set of rules or expectations, at least from God, whether you are a whatever country you're from, or whatever age group, or how well educated, or whatever gender, or whether you're married or single, or whether you're 8 or 85. Because in your spirit, none of those things have any effect whatsoever. And we know God after the spirit, according to our spirit. And we know him perfectly. There is no area, spiritually speaking, where we know him less than absolutely. So, what are we working on? We are working with him in the process of being able to receive everything he has for us. And when we recognize, okay, our time here on this earth is for a purpose, we clarify what that purpose is, and then it is easy to stay on track. We are learning to overcome our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. We are learning to rule and reign. We are learning to overcome. By overcoming our flesh, we will have our wounds exposed and healed by God. And throughout that process, we are learning to know Him intimately, absolutely. We're not going to answer the question, can you really hear God, with a yes or a no. We answer that question with, here's how. And you try it, and you do it until you hear Him clearly. Until, it's like when you're rinsing out, you've maybe mopped up some Coca-Cola or pop on the, spilled on the floor, and you've mopped it up in your rag, and you keep on rinsing it until the water runs clear. Okay? You don't just wring it out and then set it aside. There's still some Coke in there, and it's going to get spoiled. So you rinse it out, and you don't just rinse it out for one squeeze. And sure, it's coming out lighter, but you know there's still Coke in there. You rinse it under that running water until the water runs clear. Then you know that it's a clean rag. You can see the difference. The difference is evident. The results are evident. So though you may not, because you've not experienced being able to hear Him clearly, is no reason to accept that where you are now is where you are always going to be. There are things you can do to respond to God's call to know Him better. And these are some of the areas that we're learning because they're so personal and individualized. We're learning how to approach the challenges we have in our lives and take them as opportunities to know Him, opportunities to depend on Him. It's not that hard. Well, it's not that complicated. Yes, it is hard because we're going to be coming up against our enemies. And it takes work, and it takes effort, and it takes making decisions and choosing how we spend our time and our effort and our energy and our emotions. But all things that are valuable to us, we're willing to do that. So we've been looking at your list, and you've looked at your starting point. This is how this situation came about. We've been using the example of, I have a hard time relating to my kids because I never saw it in my youth, never saw it growing up, so I have a hard time relating to my kids. And now we're starting to develop the end point. This is what it would look like to relate to my kids. This is what it would sound like. This is what I would say. This is what I would hear them saying. In other words, how are you going to know when you reach your goal? And obviously this is going to depend on how old your kids are. But maybe hearing, them wanting to spend more time with you. Or, you fill in the blank. What is it that you want to hear to know that you've reached a goal of better relationship with them? Now, one thing across the board, when we're dealing with any kind of a relationship, the whole point is that there's more than one person involved. And all people, every person that's involved in a relationship, every person gets a vote. You will not be able to achieve your goal when they are relationally based by yourself. Now, for many of us who don't have those good people skills, we may be really good with at work and with strangers and with large crowds, but when it comes to one-on-one with people we really care about, we may have a real hard time expressing that. Well, what would it look like if you could express that? What would you be feeling? What would you want others to feel? Do you want others to feel afraid of you? No. You want them to be accepting of you. And valuing you and appreciative of you. And likewise, you feeling the same way towards them. But you get to define what you're looking for in a relationship. Even with your kids. You know, if what would be the most satisfying to you is that they asked you to help them with their homework, that's fine. If that's all it takes, that's fine. Because that would satisfy, you know, your needs. And that would give you the indication. Those are supernatural needs, not spiritual. All your other needs are met. We're talking about relational needs. And these are all done in the context of dependent on God. In other words, it is God meeting your needs through that relationship. God has you with the people that you are with as an extension of His plan for you. So often when we run from relationships, we're not really running from relationships. From a spouse or kids or responsibilities or a job, it's we're running from God. Because He has arranged those circumstances to bring us into dependence on Him, and we don't want to. We may not know that, but that's really what's happening. Ignorance is bliss sometimes, but it sure can get us into trouble. So be proactive about this is, and recognize that God may be meeting some of your needs through your children, through your relationships, through your spouse, your parents, your friends, your brothers and sisters. We've narrowed it down through God. We've narrowed it down to these three areas. These are the areas that He wants to talk to you about. So just trust Him that He's bringing to the surface those areas that He is ready to speak to you about, to heal you with, and He's also dealing with the other people that are associated with this. Just trust Him in that. One thing also, there's no rush. Okay, there's no hurry about this. That's one of the reasons we're going kind of slow, because some of these things really take some time to let the truth come to the surface. Let God's truth come to the surface. So be really clear in what it would be like to achieve your goal. Who would be involved in achieving your goal? And if they are relational, it is very likely that you will need to gently and sparingly at first talk to those who are involved. Now, for some, that's going to pose a huge difficulty. But that's what you want to take to God. He may just want to release you from that. Or he may say, I'll give you the strength, and I'll give you the words, and I'll give you the opportunity. Or he may say, that's not really the problem. That's not really the issue. But each one of these things, this, what you are doing right now through this process is accomplishing your goal. Because the ultimate goal is learning to depend on God. You're just applying these spiritual relationship issue or processes, how we know God spiritually, just by accepting what he gives us. We're simply applying them to our natural relationships, to particular problems, specific areas of concern. So he knows exactly what he's doing and what you're going through and what you need to not just get through it, but to overcome and be ruling and reigning in this area. It's not about winning or losing or being responsible for someone else's, how they react, or if you are understood. Each one of these areas, is we're going to learn how to take it back to God. You know, God, I tried this. It didn't work. He'll just say, it didn't matter. You depended on me and followed through on what I asked you to do. You get an A+. When we rely on him to meet our needs, we don't have to worry about how those needs are met, whether through someone else or through him directly. And this is how you find out that he has met all your needs. Is you take the situation you're in and you follow it through. And these are areas where he has said he wants to address. So let him have the opportunity to address them. So what you're doing is you're looking at areas where what people would be involved, what changes would be involved. If something hadn't happened, what would your life be like? For instance, if your parents hadn't divorced and you had a great, what if you had a great relationship with your dad growing up? How would your relationship with your kids be different? As you go forward, there may be things that the Lord will put on your mind and your heart and your will that you need to act on, and just trust that he will give you specific opportunities to do that. You don't need to go looking for ways to correct your past. Those, you'll sort of break those out as separate items on your list. Don't be distracted by those. Write them down but they're going to go on a separate list. Stay focused for now on this piece of homework, on really clarifying that specific area. What would it look like? What would it feel like for me? What would I get out of it? What would it change in my life? And a lot of times, just going back to the original source of that will give you some clues about what areas are the most prominent in needing attention. So really spend some quality time, quiet time, alone, and just let God bring to your attention, bring to your memory. Sometimes going through old photographs can help jog our memory. And sometimes what we think happened in the past didn't happen at all. But we have a particular memory or emotion, and we found a justification for it, and we claimed that as truth and reality. Well, it doesn't really matter, because it's still interfering with you now, so it needs to be dealt with. So then our second piece of homework that we're kind of working on is just developing those areas of desire or interest. One thing to remember is that we are, I think by now, all familiar with the concept of our soul, the soulical elements being our mind, will, and emotions. This is what the soul is. It's like, you know, when you look at your car, it has tires, and it has a steering wheel, and it has an engine. Those are the different pieces that make up the whole. And each car, you know, model is different from another model, even though it has the same parts. In and of themselves, they are neither negative or positive. They're different, but they all work together. Now, what we're not familiar with is taking responsibility and authority over fine-tuning and using our supernatural senses. So what we're going to be learning how to do is develop those senses. And what we're talking about is, a lot of times they fall into categories of what people refer to as gifts or movings or activities of the Holy Spirit. Well, they're really not. They're really the Spirit moving through our supernatural, our soulical makeup in a particular way. So these are activities that you already have within you. And we're talking about how our soul works in conjunction with one another. Like when you put your key and you start your car, it runs. So it's the activity of the soul, of what your soul is. So we're talking about developing and becoming familiar with your supernatural senses. These are what the soul does. As an unbeliever, you could do with it whatever you wanted to do, or not, or nothing. Most of us, our supernatural senses operated without our being aware of it, and they probably, most likely, almost definitely, are operating right now in your life without you being aware of it. But now that you are a spirit being, your job is to retrain your soul to obey you as a spirit being. Okay? These supernatural senses are understanding, choosing, feeling, intuition, which is an awareness of self and of others, and a sense of time. Now, how these all work together in the Christian world are referred to as the supernatural gifts, or the spiritual gifts, or the charismata, whatever, which is the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, gifts of faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of demons, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. All those gifts are is the five supernatural senses being activated, being focused on a particular way, a particular situation. So that's as far as we can get today. I appreciate you tuning in. If you've got any questions, obviously we didn't get to the fear and faith, but we'll get to that soon. Go ahead and drop me a line. All my contact information is on the Blog Talk Radio profile page, or you can visit me at wecanprepare.org. Thanks again for tuning in. Have a great weekend. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.